It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM, I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Stephanie Richards. She is with the Castle Valley Civic Ballet. We're going to talk all things the Nutcracker. You know, that's one of those things that just lets you know that the Christmas season is here, is that it's time for the Nutcracker. So, Stephanie, thank you for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
So let's talk about, really, how long have you been doing the production of the Nutcracker?
So this year is going to be our sixth season of performing the Nutcracker for the area. And we're super excited for that. And I'm surprised that we've been, well, I'm not surprised, but I'm excited that we've been going this long. It's been great.
And about how many kids from the local area?
So we have about, I mean, total cast-wise, that's including parents, we have about 150. So we probably have about 145
so it's
kids.
Big.
It's big. It's getting bigger.
It's big, and there's a lot of wrangling that goes on.
Yes.
By the sounds of things. Okay, so give people, maybe some people don't know, give people a little bit of background on the story of the Nutcracker.
Okay, so the story includes the main girl, her name is Clara, and her family hosts a party, and her magical uncle comes to the party and gives her a Nutcracker doll. And after the party ends, everyone leaves and everyone goes to in the house goes to sleep. And then she comes back to find her Nutcracker doll that she left down by the Christmas tree. And Drosselmeyer, who is her uncle, appears and he makes the Nutcracker come alive. And with that, then the Mouse Queen comes and there's a battle scene. And then the Nutcracker takes her to the Land of Sweets.
And you think that you don't know the Nutcracker until you sit down and start listening to the music. And you're like, oh, okay, I get this.
Exactly. It all makes sense. I know when I describe it, it's like, what?
I get this now. Yeah, I've heard this. So it's a lot of fun. And it is a great, really, if you separate the ballet from it, it is a great piece of music. It really
oh, it's
has.
Beautiful.
And it's lasted the test of time. So let's talk about dates and locations, tickets, and all that good stuff.
Okay, so our production runs December 5th through the 7th, and the evening shows are at 7:30. We do have a matinee this year on Saturday, and that starts at 2:30, and this is all held at Mont Harmon High School, or okay. Junior High, sorry.
And tickets.
So this is something new that is new this year. We have tickets that can be purchased online. And the website for that is www.ticketer.com/carbonticket. And tickets can be purchased at the door, but we're trying to do something new with online purchasing. So
And the best thing about buying them online is you don't have to wait in line.
Exactly. You get to reserve your seat.
Even better. Even better. So how, and you said you've been involved in this for about 6 years.
Yes.
This is your sixth annual.
Uh-huh.
It always seems like every year the shows get bigger and better.
Yes.
And we went, I'm trying to think, we probably went about 2 or 3 years ago and saw the Nutcracker. I had never been.
Oh, okay.
And it was great. So let's give a push. Why should people come and see the Nutcracker? I'm going to put you on the spot.
Okay. So, well, I'm super excited about, we've got two new props that are being showcased this year. One is in the battle scene, and we have some new scenery design for our winter scene. So I'm not going to spoil it because I want everyone to come out and see it, but it's something that's just going to up our game a little bit.
Okay, so one last time, dates, times, and tickets.
December 5th through the 7th, 7:30 p.m. at Mont Harmon Middle School. Shows start at 7:30. We have a matinee Saturday at 2:30.
So go out, get in the Christmas spirit, go see the Nutcracker. It's a great time for the entire family. You will not be disappointed, I promise. Mm-hmm. How much are tickets?
Tickets are online. They are $8. At the door, they're $9.
Okay, there you go. Even better. Head on out there and have a good time. Stephanie, thank you for coming in this morning. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
Now, for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, go to our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM.